Beginning. everything about you to everybody. And he's saying, I know you know this, that you're, I'm coming to collect the gifts that you're to the ministry to reach the needs of others. But I'm not going to do that and I want to remind you personally. This is so out of the ordinary that you come. I am sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not empty in this matter, so that you may be ready. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come to me and find that you are not ready, we would be humiliated by nothing you did. All right. Paul is told, but if you stir them up to even greater deeds, better giving. Did you notice that giving wasn't by the yeah. Which is interesting to me, because I heard Jesus somewhere said something like, do it in private. Is there a contradiction here? Well, I think you got to look at two things. So we're going to do that. Turn your Bible to Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. That is one of the passage in question. You typically say Jesus said, give it private. He does. Let's just see exactly what he is talking about. When you look at scripture, when you're interpreting a scripture, it's good to not only read it in context, but also read it in light of what other scriptures are saying. Matthew 6, verse 1, says, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people by them, in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. At the heart of that, the problem is doing something publicly in order to be praised by people. That's the problem, right? Let's see first you have to spend. That's where it gets tighter. So thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. Verse 2, I've read that so many times that I've always said to know Jesus was sort of using hyperbole, overstatement, like, I'm hungry, I can eat a cow. Overstatement. But I've begun when I studied it, now I find that in fact, people did this when they made donations. And so and so is giving so much to the poor they did so that they could pray. That would be very different for you. Verse 3. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know your hand, so that your giving may be in secret and your Father can see the secret. I looked at that and I said, well, that's interesting. Jesus is saying, give it secret. He'll say later, give in such a way. Well, by the way, Corinthians and Gospel of Matthew are both inspired by the Spirit. But that not as private as you think it is, whether it's as private as it matter is, because one, private giving is wise, especially in a book, because you're often tempted to. Five, 7 years ago, I used to work with a Baptist kid. And I had this moment where I remember looking at them and saying, why not simply do the right thing? Just because doing the right thing is always, what am I going to get out of it if I do the right thing? And I would always be so perplexed by the right thing that that is no. They were wired then. That's why it was like, before, like I kept thinking, I don't know, those negative things. Yeah. They just didn't know what I was talking about. That's kind of what Christ is calling to give for the glory of God. If we can't do that, absolutely, we must give away. And I've told this story, and I've told for you that in our church, and I've told people that apparently when they were in need in the church, you would stand up and say, I'm going to give extra stuff. That is, I don't know if we can do that. I'm not saying that's how we need to operate. Steps out the way I do. That's the kind of thing that Matthew thought. He's saying, I bragged about you so that others would start to see it. The second thing is, the first thing is, number one, giving privately is definitely good. Give away the gift. The second thing is, well, the giving is apparently. Sometimes you'll hear on a radio, 5 or 6 people He God is more than able to reward your giving. Now, there are some of us who are convinced that God is calling Christians to give 10%. I have heard that there are others who don't feel that. Putting aside the arguments, if God gave you 100%, and He says, if He has convinced me to give 10%, I am confident that He can replace the 10%. If He spoke the universe into existence, I am fairly certain replacing my whatever amount of dollars is nothing for Him. Okay, not 10%. Okay, 5%. 1%. At the end of the day, whatever amount it is that God would have you give, giving is an act of faith. I have no requirements that you need to do. It's taking God at His word. He says, give and it will be given. Now, if you look at this, He gives so that we can live, He gives so we can give more, and He does it because He makes it, and He rewards our generosity. See, as Christians, talking about the areas. He says when you give, it actually results in an increase in righteousness. He also said God gives because He is righteous. As Christians, in case you miss it, you and I are being called. God is righteous. Righteousness. Not every Christian is convinced that the Bible calls us to give 10%. But I see that there are some legitimate arguments that the Bible calls us to give 10%. I can promise you the end. He's not saying it's 0%. That is what he's saying. You guys are with me, though. Generosity, so you can. You cannot outgive God. I want to share with you a little fun fact of my brain. I hate not being insane. That should be good. I'm going to say it in a night. So, you know, yes. God, and I study His word. You can see that today, or what I'm saying. Luke 6:38, you cannot outgive God. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. The point is this, if you're stingy in your giving, God will be stingy in His. God will be trying to be generous. God of the universe. He's got all kinds of things in His bank account. Apparently you cannot outgive God, and I should no longer hate that God. It's actually true. Many of you. I want to share this. Unless you think about it, you don't have the ability. Here's the thing that I've learned from the God that there's a thing called relative poverty. And him, I'm broke. But then there are people in other countries that live on a bag of rice a week. A little Ziploc bag, that thing, Ziploc. I'm wealthy. So, I can't say I didn't have challenge is not, can I give as much as this day? The challenge is, am I going to be faithful? No. Cannot outgive God. Generous giving is an act of faith. Fresh off the shelf. Got a little halfway down the box to find the cereal. That's not how God is. God is glorified by generous. So the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many things. I want you to understand, you and I got saved because God loved you. Because at the end of the day, the Garden of Eden, church is being carried out. The needs being met and God being put in a perfect system. died on a cross for no sins as a gift to us. His gift was paying our sin debt. I got two phones. I'm loving. Okay, I'm loving. You can call me up and say, I'm going to cover it. Might not hear that every place. That's what the scripture says. But send his son Jesus Christ. He lived a sinless life, died on the cross for your sin. God raised him. He says that if you admit that you sinned, believe in Jesus Christ, and confess that you